Now, I hear about wild things that go on, sometimes at Smith, usually across the bridge at UMass. But you have been doing math for like 96 hours or something like that?
Yeah, it's totally crazy. It's a math contest, and it goes from Thursday to Monday.
From Thursday to Monday. So you did math through the whole Super Bowl then, right?
Yeah, kind of. I took a brief break to watch Beyonce perform.
To see Beyonce during the halftime, yeah. Now, are you sleeping at all? Like, what is the purpose of this, first of all, 96-hour math marathon?
The idea is to answer one of two open-ended problems in mathematics. So the idea is, you kind of first think about the problem, and then you go ahead and write up a model that hopefully solves it, at least in part, and then you got to write a paper on it, which honestly takes up the bulk of the 96 hours.
So you're writing a paper on a math problem?
Yes.
That's way beyond the math that I ever felt comfortable doing. If I either got it right or got it wrong, and it was usually like, what X equals what. But so what, is it too complicated to talk about what these problems are, or?
No, it's actually surprisingly simple. So you get two choices. One of them is how to optimally cook a brownie, which is totally awesome. Not what my group chose, though. We chose how to kind of improve water strategy in Saudi Arabia. As water supplies continue to dwindle.
You had a choice between how to make the best brownie and how to solve Saudi Arabia's water problem, and you decided in college to go for Saudi Arabia's water problem. Kudos to you, Jim, and the Smithies.
I didn't want to ruin brownies for myself, really.
Yeah, that's true. You may end up hating brownies, so that's probably not good to overthink it. So have you come up with a solution for Saudi Arabia's water problem here?
Something workable, hopefully.
And when does the 96-hour competition end? Sometime today, right?
Yeah. So the problem is due by 8 p.m. tonight. So now we're just kind of polishing.
How many of you are there?
From Smith College, there are three teams, each with three students.
And are you all working together in, like, shifts? Is that how it's working? Or?
No, actually. We each chose our own problem to work on.
So there's just three of you working on this for 96 hours straight?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't. Is it like practice in cramming?
Pardon?
It's like to practice cramming?
Yeah, maybe so. It seems unhealthy when you put it that way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So you didn't watch any of the Super Bowl, you just watched Beyonce and then went back to figuring out how to solve Saudi Arabia's water crisis.
Yeah, you gotta have priorities. I don't know if Beyonce helped inform my understanding of the Saudi Arabian water crisis, but it was fun.
Yeah, and there was Destiny's Child, too, so maybe it was Destiny that you were to, I don't know.
That's totally part of the appeal, so.
All right, well, Dana, congratulations to you, I suppose, on the way towards 96 hours of mathematics at Smith College to this fun problem. And there are people from all over the world that are doing this, too, right?
Yeah, all over the world. Pretty cool. Yeah.
What do you win, or can you win? Is this something to be won?
Oh, man, the object is to get a successful participant marker or certificate, but some people get meritorious, and yeah, beyond that, I don't think you get anything. Maybe validation,
And the people of Saudi Arabia may get water, so I guess that's a win right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And good brownies for some.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Dana. Dana Udwin, who is a student at Smith College, is participating in this 96-hour worldwide math challenge.
Different is good.